The following comes to Media Biz Radio from the Voice of America.
Hi, everyone. I'm David Byrd in Washington, and this is Time for Technology. Robots can weld and paint car bodies, sort merchandise in warehouses, explore underground pipes, and inspect suspicious packages. But as George Pudich tells us, robotics experts say there's another barrier that robots need to cross if they're going to work alongside humans.
Since robots are more powerful than humans, their designers will have to make them incapable of harming their coworkers. In order to do that, these machines will have to be much more intelligent. The robot's motion will have to be continually coordinated with the human's motion. Arizona State University robotics professor Henny Ben-Amor says roboticists are now developing the next generation of automatons that will be able to take into account their human co-workers.
It's all about understanding the human co-worker, engaging and interacting at the right time. Because what you would like to have is a robot that helps you out in all situations where you need it, but at the same time, if you don't need the robot, it should not be cluttering the environment.
It remains an enormous engineering feat, so Ben-Amor says robots in domestic environments are still a long way off. George Pudich, VOA News.
Delivery robots could one day be part of the landscape around the world. VOA's Deborah Block tells us about an Italian-made model that drives itself around town to drop off packages.
This delivery robot called Yape is making its way around the streets of Cremona in northern Italy. The robot uses sensors and a GPS to maneuver and can travel about 50 kilometers on one charge. Yape was created in response to the expanding urban delivery market, says the robot's co-creator.
Yape can reach its destination in a matter of minutes. It can work for 24 hours in any weather conditions. Because it self-drives on sidewalks and cycling paths, it avoids traffic accidents.
An app tells Yape where to pick up and deliver a package. The Android identifies the sender through a built-in face recognition algorithm. The person receiving the package can use the app to track the robot's movements. Yape sends a message to the recipient with a specific time to pick up the package outside. The machine has surveillance cameras, so if someone tries to steal packages by forcing the lid open, it will send an alert to a remote control center. Enovia is exploring the possibility of using the robot for other purposes, such as transporting objects inside a building or factory. The firm hopes to put Yape on the market next year. Deborah Block, VOA News.
For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That was a program from the Voice of America.